It's all well and good to talk about God's wisdom, and we can talk about the theory all day long. But in day-to-day life, in your life, in my life, the theory alone just doesn't cut it. What we need is to know where to get God's wisdom, how to get God's wisdom. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. And that's exactly what we're going to be chatting about today. Where and how to lay hold of God's wisdom. It's a humbling thing to come to the realization that you don't have the wisdom, the wherewithal, the IQ, the emotional intelligence, call it whatever you want, to deal with a problem. Pride keeps a lot of people from asking for help. Pride whispers to us, if you ask for help, you'll be showing other people how dumb you are. And so, many people make bad decisions because they don't seek the help from others when they need it. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. Without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisers, they succeed. The truth is that none of us has all the answers. When I was a young man working as a pretty high-priced IT consultant, I used to think that I had to show my clients that I had the answer to everything, that there were no limits to my expertise. After all, look at what I was charging them. How stupid I must have looked. And let me tell you, that attitude caused me a lot of grief in the end. No, we all need help. We all need the different perspectives that others can bring. We all need counsel from good advisors. And the best advisor of all, without any shadow of a doubt, is God himself. Especially, let me say, when we're in the middle of a crisis. Crises happen often without warning. They're like earthquakes. People are going along their ordinary day-to-day business, or perhaps they're asleep in bed without any warning. The earthquake hits, shaking the very foundation of their lives, wreaking devastation, throwing people into fear and panic. We tend not to make very good decisions under those circumstances. Suffering has a way of completely distorting your perspective. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 5. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but pure joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, now I want to stop just there, because that last bit is the bit I want to focus on. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, how easy is it to pretend you have all the answers? How easy is it to go on and make decisions when you're facing trials, when your faith is being tested, when things are hurting, as though you know it all? With all that you have going on in your life at the moment, is there a place where you haven't admitted to yourself that you don't have all the answers? Because listen to me here. Admitting to yourself that you actually need help is the first essential step into God's wisdom. And once we come to that point, once we admit to ourselves, well, the floodgates open. God steps in power in a way that we could scarcely have imagined. I wonder whether when you go through difficult trials, through times of testing, whether you've ever felt as though God has deserted you. You pray and you pray and you pray, but it feels as though your prayers are just bouncing off the ceiling. You ask God for guidance, for wisdom, for advice, but it seems as though he's left you here, alone in the wisdom, to your own devices. You realize that you don't have the power or the wisdom to deal with whatever it is, but God appears silent, mute it seems. And so now, despondency settles in. Have you ever been there? Sure you have. Perhaps you're even there now. There's some huge problem in your life, and you know you need help, but there doesn't appear to be any help on the horizon. Would you like to know what's going on? Here it is. God has taken a step back to test your faith. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, consider it nothing but pure joy, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing. He does that because your faith is precious. God knows that by testing your faith, he'll grow it stronger. Is it fun? No. but perhaps he's brought us here together today just to remind you of what's going on here in your suffering, in your time of testing. And now I want to share a powerful promise with you into the middle of that despondency. Are you ready? James chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. If any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to you. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Wow. So you've come to the conclusion that you need help. You've realized that you don't have the wisdom that you need. That's a good thing. That's what he wants, the realization that I am lacking in wisdom. It's a great step of humility, a step that God will honor. And look again at his word. His promise is that he will give you wisdom generously and ungrudgingly. So stop doubting. Stop being tossed to and fro. Ditch the doubt, the double-mindedness, and just believe in what God says. If you need his help, if you need his wisdom, in the middle of your suffering and the testing of your faith, ask, believe, and his wisdom will be given to you generously and ungrudgingly. Hallelujah. In my life, I came to a point where I was sick to death of being tossed to and fro by the wind and the waves of my circumstances. It's a terrible thing when you're going through a tough time and you don't have something rock solid to stand on. Well, let me tell you, God's promises are rock solid. God's promises never fail. If God says that he's going to do something, then he does it. Full stop, end of story. Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks you in the darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. You and I need never be afraid of our circumstances. You and I never have to worry about how we're going to handle something complex, something difficult, something that we really don't want to deal with, something that's so complex that it's way beyond our ability to cope with. Because God's promise is that if in a time of testing and trial, if in a time of suffering or persecution, you ask him for his wisdom, he'll just give it to you. One of the things that really struck me reading through the book of Psalms again over the last couple of months is how many times people like David were in times of trial with enemies pursuing them, with life-threatening situations. And over and over again, the psalmist, David and others, comes to the conclusion that God's faithfulness never fails. They come to this conclusion out of their own difficult experiences. And as you travel through your tests and your trials, I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that as you come out the other side, you'll be able to look back and come to exactly the same conclusion. Because you know what? God gives his wisdom generously and ungrudgingly. This message that you've just been listening to is heard not just here on your station, but through over 1,350 stations in 160 countries. And yet, we face so much spiritual opposition in so many places because, frankly, our enemy, the devil, doesn't want millions of people each week hearing about Jesus. So can I ask you a huge favor? Would you pray with me that God would open many, many more doors around the world for us to share the stunningly good news of Jesus Christ with the lost? Because our heart, his heart, is to reach the unreached with his love. And if you're serious about praying with me, you can check out this month's prayer list at christianityworks.com. And while you're there, don't forget there's a treasure trove of resources in the Media Lounge, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Topics like spiritual warfare, suffering, adversity, and lots more. God's word is so powerful, so check out that Media Lounge at christianityworks.com. You see, I want to see your life transformed as you receive God's word into your heart. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.